I'm Steve Miller reporting. Ahead of a proposed summit between the United States and North Korea, CIA Director and Secretary of State-designate Mike Pompeo has met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Shirley Smith reports that if President Trump meets with the North Korean leader, it could be historic.
It would be the first ever summit between the U.S. and North Korea during more than six decades of hostility since the Korean War. North Korea's nuclear weapons and its capability to deliver them pose a growing threat to the U.S. mainland.
The news comes as South Korea announced on Wednesday that it was trying to examine ways to transition from the armistice that ended the fighting in the 1950-1953 Korean War to a formal peace agreement. South Korean President Moon Jae-in will meet with Kim on April 27th in Panmunjom. Sources tell VOA shots were fired at a United Nations team doing reconnaissance in Douma, Syria. That's the scene of a suspected chemical weapons attack. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert explained on Tuesday why it was important to get inspectors into Douma.
We want them to be able to get in as quickly as possible, as safely as possible, but we also want that evidence to be as pure as possible for their investigation.
One passenger has died and seven were hurt on Tuesday when an engine aboard a Southwest Airlines flight to New York from New York to Dallas failed, forcing the jet to make an emergency landing. Witnesses said the engine parts hit a window and the woman was almost sucked out of the jet before pilots made an emergency landing in Philadelphia. Jennifer Riordan of Albuquerque, New Mexico, was the first passenger to die in a U.S. commercial jet accident since 2009. This is VOA News. Barbara Bush, the gregarious matriarch of a political dynasty that propelled two of its members into the White House, died on